This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The woman accused of sending a ricin-laced letter to U.S. President Donald Trump was to appear in court today, according to law enforcement officials. Pascal Ferrier of Quebec was arrested by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials on Sunday at a bridge connecting Buffalo, New York, with Fort Erie, Ontario. That's according to U.S. court documents. The letter addressed to Mr. Trump was intercepted at a facility that processes mail addressed to the president. It tested positive for ricin, according to the AP. Ferrier is also suspected of sending ricin-filled letters to police in Texas, according to a spokesman for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Ricin, a poison found naturally in castor beans, is deadly, with as little as 500 micrograms being lethal. There's no antidote. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he plans to announce his nominee Saturday for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, said Senate Republicans have enough votes to confirm Mr. Trump's choice before the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Trump earlier said his choice will be one of five conservative women on his shortlist. He met Monday with appellate court judge Amy Coney Barrett. Mr. Trump appointed Barrett to her current position. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Mr. Trump's Democratic challenger in the presidential election 6 weeks away, says the next president, whoever wins the election, should pick the Supreme Court nominee after the inauguration in January. Republicans are looking to use their current 53-47 Senate majority to tilt the court's ideological balance further to the right. A conservative justice would make six conservative justices on the Supreme Court and three liberals. You're listening to VOA News.